It's Monday, the 9th of January. 8 a.m. Darkish. Probably a bit more lighter than it was 2 or 3 or 4 weeks ago, but because it's so overcast and it's a wild morning this morning. Strong winds, rain, but mild. Yes, the positive's mild. But it's not very nice. And I had plans this morning. Outside. A bike ride. One of my morning bike rides I had planned because hello, Mrs. Bloodworth, for you. Because I missed out. Because I made plans. Goals. I had made goals for this year on the bike. And last week got off to a great start with 3 days, and I had planned to do that. What I'm trying to do is average at least 50 miles a week and at least 2,000 feet of elevation, at least 2,000 feet. That's initially, but then building up. But due to circumstances, I didn't get out on Friday, I didn't get out on Saturday, I didn't get out yesterday, and this morning, I even went to bed last night planning, thinking about what route I'd take this morning, for morning ride, and get up to this miserable, stinking weather. So, unless it clears by afternoon, I get a chance in the afternoon, that's another day chopped off, and it's beginning to get to me now. It's as if things keep walking me. Anyway, apart from that, at this particular moment in time, I'm feeling okay. I'm not feeling tip-top, mentally or physically, and in fact, I'm pretty much knackered. I had a terrible night last night in bed. Terrible, absolutely terrible night. My insides were just churning and gurning and oh my god. All night long. It didn't matter what position I lay in. The sounds that was coming from my inside. It was incredible. It was like some old wheeze box. Someone playing, wandering about inside me with a giant wheeze box. And the variety of sounds was incredible. Incredibly annoying, that is. It was just playing in my mind and not letting it to sleep. And of course, eventually I did get to sleep at times, but I haven't studied my sleep app chart yet from last night, but I'm pretty sure it's not going to paint the true picture of what happened last night. Shocking, absolutely shocking night last night. So I felt as if I hardly got any sleep. Why that happened? Was it the mushrooms I ate at 7:30? Mushrooms and toast? Was it that? I've had that many a time, in fact. Pretty sure I had it the night before. I have no idea. But let's just say that last night was abysmal. Isn't abysmal a wonderful word? Although it's descriptive of something really bad. But it's such a descriptive word. Abysmal. So, lucky sleep. I have to get energy boost this morning. I'll make myself I haven't got into smoothies in a big way, don't get me wrong. I've just started reading about them and items like that. But I have made myself smoothies over the past week or two. The odd one, just to try. And I find they're great, especially, you know, as you use a banana base. So, whatever else you put in, I've found that they're giving me pretty much, I wouldn't say instant energy, but in a very short period of time, I do feel much better. So, for that alone, I'm going to experiment with things. And they're also tasty. I suppose that's a big bonus. But anyway, so I suspect there'll be a banana-based smoothie made very shortly to give me that kickstart. Yes. Other than that, not much to say this morning. Not much to say at all. Not a lot. Just a wee bit of birds song this morning in the distance. Although I did hear birds singing during the night when I had to get to go place. And that's been the case for the past 2 or 3 weeks. I heard the birds singing during the night. 2 o'clock in the morning. It's just, those wee birds are needing to take a rest. So anyway, that'll be it, I guess. I'm not sure what this mic's doing anymore. I was in 2-channel surround, which was the mode I used previously when everything worked fine. But it's in 2-channel surround and in mid-side mode. It's still recording the internal mics, so you can handle noises. Although it is recording binaurally, if you want to say that. But so I had to switch to 4-channel. More this morning, which will need me to do a wee bit of jiggery pookery to get that up to your audio room, because it splits it into mid-side and 2 channels around, so it's 2 separate channels if you like completely. So I can do it, but I'm annoyed. I'm really annoyed. Anyway. I've said that before, haven't I? Not a nice one. I think another coffee definitely for sure now before the smoothie is made. It's rain being blown off the trees onto the top of the shed with a strong gust. I really need to. I keep forgetting to bring the key out here and open the shed up so I could go in there and actually just stand or sit in the dry and. Yeah, I have to remember that. Or change it to a combination lock. Yeah, that's what I'll do. Change it to a combination lock. Much easier. Anyway. I'm watching Mrs. Blackbird eat some seed. Probably only eating seed for roughage, that's my guess, is because it's not something that blackbirds would eat in the wild. Not normally, I mean, not the, you know, the main food is not that. But I'm wondering, because I see them eating the seed here in the garden, the odd bit of seed. I'm just wondering if they do that in the wild naturally to get it for roughage. Every day is an education. Right. Not happy this morning about that there. Looks like another morning in the attic. Oh my